This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt
Mann. How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day.
3.3.
The planet. This gentleman contacted Fat Boy on. He slid into Fat Boy's DMs yesterday.
Ooh, do tell.
He's got to be anonymous.
Okay.
I told him he could be.
All right. So.
That's not what his Instagram says.
Anonymous. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll just make sure that I don't say something I should or should not. All right. So somebody, they want to stay anonymous and something heavy that needs to get off his chest. So we agreed on that. And we won't even say any locations or anything. Just a place to vent, perhaps. So, Anonymous, you're on. What's up?
Hey. Thanks for letting me do this. I know this is going to sound bad, but I literally... do not have anyone else to talk to. I can't tell my friends what I want to say because they'd tell their wives and it 100% get back to my wife.
Oh.
And I just think that would be
God,
a disaster.
Isn't that weird where you become couple friends, whether it's your friend and his wife with your wife or, you know, vice versa. And just friends. But you know that if it starts off, it's your friend and then... your wife and his wife start to become buddies too, that relationship dynamic changes so much.
It's like the John Mulaney joke. You don't have friends. You have a wife who has friends who have husbands.
That's it, man. I mean, that's literally what it is.
That is
so,
your group.
I can totally feel you on that. So what is it you, because we're doing, you know what? How great does it feel that you would buy a direct message changed an entire hour of this show, and we only get four.
So that's all we get.
Yeah, we only get four a day, and we've given this one to you, sir. So what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm just at a crossroads right now in my life.
Great song.
I don't know. So, look. I love my wife. I do. She's an amazing person.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here it comes.
Dude, it's like them bumper stickers. I love my wife. You know, you've seen those and like, oh, there it is, Crossroads. Yeah. For those of you listening on the podcast later, Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony's playing, so imagine that, if you will.
So good. Miss my Uncle Jojo.
You've seen the bumper sticker say, I love my wife. And to me, I feel like you cheated on her, you're like, I'll do anything. I want you to put a bumper sticker on your car that says you love me and go to work with it and drive around with it. I mean, I never see any I love my husbands. I'm proud of my smart kid that got on A's, honor roll and all this stuff, or blah, blah, blah. Never I love my husband.
Well, it might be like on a punch bug.
And don't take that out of context later, me saying that I love my husband. Now, Anonymous, back to this. So I will not jump in quite as much anymore. You love your wife. You really do. What mm-hmm. else? What's the problem? There's something here.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's an amazing person, but just physically, she fell apart. I mean, it's not good of me, and it's definitely shallow on my part, but I don't know. I just feel like a complete jerk for even saying that, but it's just true.
Oh, like
that is it's pretty brutal honesty.
Gosh.
You know, it's weird in life. People say, oh, you know what? I respect so-and-so because they always say what they're thinking. And
yeah.
The people that say that are the people that agree with what that guy or girl said that say that. If you disagreed with him, you'd say, he says what he thinks too much.
He's right. He couldn't tell anybody else.
But, like, how long have you been feeling this?
Oh, it's just, I don't know. It's just been too long to count. It's been pretty miserable. I hate to say it, but when we're out with other couples, you know, like mostly going out with her friends, she is by far, like, the worst looking of them all. Like, I think they hang out with her because they feel bad for her or something. And I'm just,
God,
I'm over here, yeah, I'm just feeling jealous as hell.
I think Fat Boy's jying at the fact you're saying this. Even though you're anonymous, like, but I mean, look, that's fine.
I mean, that's a lot, you know, but like, you got preferences, you got to be happy. I mean, you're honest about it for sure, but a lot of people aren't. I give you that.
Well, my God. I mean,
why did you marry her? You're not attracted to her.
I mean, she's just got like amazing qualities, like an amazing listener. You know, she's funny too. There's just so much I can say, and she still is. She still is those things. It's just, I don't know. It's just been one of those things that's just been on my mind for a very long time, and I already, I mean, I guess it just feels better getting this out in the open.
Have you? Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, wait till we read somebody's text to you. I mean, for real, like, I don't know where to even start. Like, you're going to get some sympathy from people like Fat Boy, although I think in his heart, Fat Boy is playing a character of sorts right now. Like, down deep,
I think more people are going to relate than they want to admit to it, at least to their friends.
Right. I mean, that doesn't make it easier, though. Like, are you planning to leave her? Like, is that where this is going ultimately? Because, you know, you don't think she's attractive anymore? God bless.
Oh, I mean, I doubt it. If I'm just going to be honest, I completely doubt it. I mean, if it happens naturally, there's probably going to be a part of me that won't try to stop it, but I don't want to initiate that at this point. I think it just becomes a question of how much am I willing to lose, maybe just on the financial front, just to get some peace of mind. You know, I just don't know where I am with that. It's hard to think
so I guess
about
you,
that.
You guys have been together for a little bit, and it's like a steady decline over the years? Or?
And did you, like, have a body change? Like, did you start giving a damn and start getting in shape, and now you're like, oh, I could... You subconsciously, you're like, I could get better than this. I mean, seriously, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, because of, like, medical stuff, I've been eating better the last, like, maybe 5-10 years. So I think, you know, with that comes, like, running and stuff like that, and just trying to take more care of my body. So I don't think it's anything drastic, but, you know, I've definitely been taking care of myself like that.
We know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be around the friend group. One of the girls in the friend group is going to have a slip up, maybe a fight with a husband. going to turn to you. You're going to end up cheating on your wife with her friend.
Yeah.
Because you don't like her
anymore.
Or
they could blackmail you that with that. They could say, hey, by the way, Charlie told me what you told him about Alyssa.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of ambiguous.
Or they'll use this against you.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to dump her, and she's going to move on, and she's going to look better and find a better man. Because you know what? Pretty is pretty does.
Oh, God bless.
So, like, he said if she moved on, it'd take two
trips.
Yeah,
she's going to find a guy that respects her and loves her.
Is that, like, just say, I mean, God knows you have no issue with saying this, but did she, is it a weight gain or, like, her face got wrinkled? I mean, like, what is the big complaint here?
I mean, it's like a bit of, it's a bit of weight gain. It's like,
And how many kids? She's,
No, it's just the
kids.
Never had kids. It's just the two of us. No.
Do you feel like she's? I don't want to say, not that she's stupid, but you feel like she's kind of trailed. You feel like she's trailed off as far as like, I don't want to say trying to keep up mentally, but like you know, like if you don't always try to stay on top of everything, you just kind of let stuff slide, and you're like, you know, I don't care, whatever. Kind of like a laissez-faire type attitude about life, like that. That could turn you off too, as far as. No zest to learn, I guess
you'd I didn't
say.
Know you knew any French other than bidet.
Well, comment está, garçon.
I don't speak...
How about that? But you make her sound like she's like some gross, like...
Yeah, but like, I mean, like...
Fat woman.
And I know, I appreciate you listening to the show. I do. And I appreciate you wanting to do this. I do. And I respect your thought process. I do. But you sound like the biggest ass, comma, 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 hole, and I spelled that with a W. So, I mean, you're a dirtbag. I mean, you are. Like, I
But
I mean,
he did just want to vent, though. Like, he's not telling her this.
Yeah, but he's anonymous, but, like, I mean, oh, and I know that you're not calling from right around where we live, but, like, we do very well in ratings, and I'm just saying, like, somebody's going, you imagine, like, what, if it got back to her and she heard this?
It will.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
going to
get back like, to her. You could have wrote an email or something. Like, that's, I don't think very much of you. And I don't, if you disagree or, you know, have issues with me saying that, I get that too. But
I feel sorry for you that you're so vain.
I think what he did is he got started working out better and thought, oh, I can get better than this now because women are maybe looking at you now.
I'll applaud your honesty because I feel like people feel this, but will never say it.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things you think and you shouldn't say, and you applaud this guy for saying it.
And he's probably...
Yeah, because, you know, like, a lot of people just put up with it, and they'll live with it.
And there's so many guys out there that think they're so hot right now, and they look like garbage. I'm just going to say it. You know, just because you're working out...
I'm not over here!
I'm not! I'm just saying...
You know what? If you feel better, then I guess it was all for it.
Yeah, that made you feel better saying your wife was ugly now? Did he hang up? Okay, you there? All right, kiss off then. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, here we go. Let's read some of these texts.
Yeah, I feel sorry for his wife.
I mean, I do. Like, and it's not the
fact
that...
Thank you, Matt.
I wasn't a mama's boy. I mean, I loved both parents equally. I am the father of a daughter, so that could maybe lend to it. But also, like, I'm not a dickhead in that regard. In some ways, probably. Here's a text. This person signed it with their name, and I can look at the number and know it's not the Travis in Bowling Springs that I know. Y'all acting shocked, but he's just saying, wow, fat boy, sounds like you texted it. He's just saying what a lot of men are scared to say. Attraction does matter. At least he's not cheating on her or lying about it. I respect his honesty. My God.
I feel like he's going to. It's going to lead to that.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stay together.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I mean, look, this is years of people correcting me.
Emails.
So I say email, and even though email sounds right. That's what Fat Boy just ordered from Amazon, an email.
He did?
Yeah. I said, no, female.
Female.
All right.
The F doesn't work.
Whatever.
This first
Whatever
one is from the same person. Again, Fat Boy is going to play a small clip of what this woman, allegedly the woman that's talked about in this call, referring to. This is tough.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's an amazing person, but just physically, she fell apart. I mean, it's not good of me, and it's definitely shallow on my part, but I don't know. I just feel like a complete jerk for even saying that, but it's been pretty miserable. I hate to say it, but when we're out with other couples, you know, like mostly going out with her friends, she is by far like the worst looking of them all. Like, I think they hang out with her because they feel bad for her or something. And I'm just over here. Yeah, I'm just feeling jealous as hell.
Am I hearing the chair in here or the chair in the clip?
I don't know. I heard you laughing when he said his wife was ugly.
Yeah, I mean, look, who expected to hear, you know, him just flat out
saying?
It did
kind of catch you off guard. You did put on the little phone log here. You're like, barn burner. And I didn't know what it was for.
Because I don't have flame emojis over here. Did she send a picture by chance?
You got the email. I don't, that's your world.
I don't get all of them, so I didn't know if you got a separate one or.
Well, so there's two emails. From emails, damn it, it's gonna be in my head now.
I'm sorry.
It's two different pieces of communication from the same person. Here's the first one right here, and this one's tender. I mean, this absolutely sucks. The subject is, if you ever wondered why I gave up, I believe this is written toward her husband, but sent to us. Hey, you'll probably never read this, but if you do, I hope you can at least pretend to hear me for once. I know I'm not the woman you married. I'm not stupid. I see the way you look at me, or maybe more accurately, the way you don't look at me anymore. And I hear the little sighs and the silence and the shame when someone wants to take a picture and you step to the side like I'm not even in the shot. You think I don't notice it, but I do, and I always have. And yeah, I've let myself go. I'm tired, like all the time. I'm not 25 anymore, and unlike you, I didn't just, air quotes, be married. I had to raise kids too, two of them, not yours, but you married all three of us, remember? There's no time for Pilates or hair appointments when I'm wiping noses, helping with math homework, and trying to hold down a job so we don't drown in bills. I haven't had a full night's sleep since 17. And no, I don't always try because trying got me nowhere. I was exhausted before I even got out of bed. I'm not writing you this to love me again. I know I'm not your type anymore. If I ever was, I'm writing this so maybe, just maybe, you'll understand I didn't stop being beautiful. You just stopped seeing me that way.
That's the truth. Boom.
Then 17 minutes later, the same email address. I am going to redact part of this because she mentions the city. It does match up from where he was calling from, so that's why I think it's legit. And also, who would take their time to write this if it was not? Hey, Matt Man, Fat Boy, and Paige. I listened to your show. Anonymous was my husband. I recognized his voice immediately. Hearing him say that I'm, quote, by far the ugliest one out loud, it broke something in me. Not because it's new, but because he said it to the world. I guess he never thought I'd hear it too. I have a lot of clients that listen to your show. Okay, this is the part I will not read. I have two kids. He married all of us, and somewhere along the way, well, life got heavy. And yeah, I've let myself go a little bit, but not because I stopped caring. It's because I ran out of energy. Between working, raising apparently my kids, and keeping a home together, I didn't have time to be your fantasy woman. He says that he loves me, but I think he loves who I used to be, not who I've become just to survive life. I'm not asking for any sympathy here. I just wanted people to hear my side of it. He did not mention that I have two kids. I gave birth to two kids. Maybe next time, ask your wife or husband, misspelled, why she or he's tired before you go on a podcast and call her ugly. And it's signed her.
I remember him saying no kids. No kids were involved.
He specifically, because that's one thing it is not ass kissing or blowing smoke. It's like if somebody said that about their wife, maybe weight gain or not in the same, I'm like, how many kids do you have? Because
it's important.
It's very important because, like, it's not like you get to slide by. If you did, it goes to show, like, that body has done
some stuff.
You carry
a baby for 9 months and see how you feel.
I know.
And get it out of your little area. See how that feels.
It's called a vagina page.
Changes the dynamic. What I'm curious to know is she going to try to they both got it off their chest. So
yeah, but not to each other, though. That's
yeah,
the
but see,
they're
not
thing.
Saying what they need to say face to face.
What is she
going to really
leave? Or
cowardice?
Is she going to leave and say, you know what, I'm done? Is she going to, like, I feel like she sounds like the type to try to fix it.
Well, how would you feel if you're with someone who doesn't find you attractive or act loving to you? Would you stay, Fat Boy?
Answer that honestly, like, and don't, like,
as a man,
Fat Boy answer.
No, as a man, I wouldn't stay, but a woman would stay.
No,
a woman definitely would stay.
For what purpose?
To try to fix it. Like, women are fixers.
How could you fix it?
I don't know, but she would
nothing.
Try.
You did nothing. It's on the other person.
You know how women are. They're fixers. Like, she would definitely try to fix it.
You can't fix that. What? She could lose 1,000,000 pounds and he still wouldn't love her.
You can't fix stupid. I saw that on a shirt at Myrtle Beach.
He just fell out of love with her. That's what it is. He doesn't love her anymore.
This from the first email, like, this right here is, like, this is incredibly sad. She said,
oh, please read it.
Just maybe you'll understand I didn't stop being beautiful. You just stopped seeing me.
That is a country song, and I feel like she stole it from somebody else.
I didn't stop
being beautiful.
You
know, I've
just
dated.
Just stopped seeing me. No wait in the truck.
I've dated handsome men, but they become very ugly when you see how they behave.
Yeah, that's the whole, like, you know,
beauty
female
is.
Introspective point. Like, a guy's just going to say, like, you know, look, she hit the wall.
Yeah, you're good looking, but you're so into yourself. That's all you do is talk about yourself and your bodybuilding or whatever you're doing. But what do you really do?
I would love to find out how they met also, because you remember several months ago, right at the first of the year, I had a short-term Tinder account. And I think you get, I mean, I had the free one or whatever. Like, I didn't, you pay extra, you can put more pictures on there. I purposefully took, I put two pictures on there that.
One from this side, one from
this
side.
No, I put that were just not like all the, like a headshot style picture, or I just put regular pictures up there because, you know, if you put up like a headshot, and when I say that, it's not any kind of celebrity way, like you work at BMW, you probably,
maybe not a professional people.
Like if you have a bio on your company website, you probably have a headshot.
You LinkedIn?
Yeah, you need it.
You LinkedIn or whatever. Putting that up, like, I'm saying don't advertise your, and I'm not saying this is her fault at all, but I'm saying we judge every person by their social media profile, and we only who puts bad pictures on there? You put the best of the best. Nowadays, probably ran through humpteen filters.
Guys, dude.
Since I have severe, I feel for this woman because I'm going something like that where I get maybe 3-4 hours of sleep a day, and it's hard when you don't feel good and you're just trying to get through life, working, taking care of children, and then you come home and you don't have anybody giving you any support system or love is kind of hard to deal with.
We never found out how long they were together. That's a big thing, too.
He didn't say that yesterday?
No.
I can't remember if he did or
but
not.
But she'll find somebody else, and then he'll realize, the best thing that I ever had just walked out the door because I'm an idiot, and I'm letting her go with and losing my kids.
You know what's going to happen.
He didn't claim them kids. That's a big telltale right there, man. That was straight up asked, how many kids? None. We don't have kids. She does. What?
She's going to find another guy who's going to simp to her. And then she's not going to respect him. And she's going to be like, this guy's going to, blow my ego up and tell me what I want to hear every day.
But why is it called a simp if a guy treats a woman like a princess or
I don't know, but, that's the exact
What's
definition.
What's wrong with that? I mean,
because we don't.
A simp?
Because women, and Paige, you said it before, and women mean it on various levels, but women want a bad boy.
Oh, I love bad men. But the bad guys are the ones that are the most romantic and sweetest.
If I'm up.
They're the ones that...
What defines bad, though?
Bad is like, you're just like, the things that you do. Like
tattoos, you kick animals, you break the
law.
No,
they don't hurt animals, because that's a deal breaker. They're just like, they're something...
They hitchhike on trains.
If I'm in the kitchen, I would not get my wife a soda because I don't want to look as a simp. So I don't do it.
My husband was kind
of
like,
full of bull crap. Full of crap.
Okay, the situation with the snake.
I get myself too.
With the rattlesnake. And I was like, oh my God, call 911. And my husband says, baby, I am 911.
I'll kill
that
snake.
I like guys like that.
I will choke that snake out with my snake.
I'll tie his tail in a knot.
That's a badass.
My snake is bigger than, and mine don't peel.
I can literally jerk his tail in a knot.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Several people are saying, you're going to let this guy call and demean his wife on the radio. It's like you're endorsing it. First off, I don't think he's calling to demean her. He sounds, and I could be wrong. We could call her. She could be scared for her life. But it sounds like they just have one of those fun relationships where they're both kind of type A kind of people. Where they're kind of ball busty, but love the hell out of each other.
I wish we got more of the texts and say, you know what, I'm ready for this one. Let's go. It's going to be awesome.
There's a couple of them. We get every day, like we'll go into even maybe something like something as dull as like sports.
Hey, man, I don't blame
I'm kidding. And you see people, I don't LFG, here comes sports. Like LFG, come on, man. That's a brand of coffee.
You got all the simps coming out.
It's JFG. All right.
Wow. Saying, oh, I feel bad for her. Oh, he's so bad.
Well, yeah, I know. We haven't heard from her yet. That's when everybody has the emotional investment that they get on these things.
That's extra weird, simping for a woman you don't even know.
You're not saying simping right.
I am, too. Rico told me that. He told me I was right.
Yeah, he
I screenshot it to prove it.
He was right.
I screenshot it. How about that?
Okay, I don't doubt that.
So you think she's going to support him?
I don't know. If he's doing it this way.
I will say, is it fixed where you can't hear me?
Yeah, you could.
I will say that she's probably had some kind of luxury thing. Now, I'm not saying above ground pool's luxury, but what are you thinking? Like 2,500 and up?
I want to be able to dive into it. So I see what she's saying.
You can't dive into an above ground pool.
Thank you.
Gotta be.
You can't. I mean, I have no clue. Now, if they were that much, my parents would have had one back in the 90s.
But like, we don't know what size he's going to go. Like,
I never got laid in that pool ever. I didn't. People always thought
well,
that.
Well, you weren't doing it right then. Well,
somebody, I didn't do it. I mean, that was the thing.
Somebody was always home.
There was two times when I was left by myself literally at the house over an entire weekend. Even then.
And second, you were just, you know, limiting your scope to just females. I mean, come on.
I was also limited by my looks.
Didn't you ever? Never mind.
No facial hair and about, I don't want to guess how much weight more. Yeah, it was not good. Remember, that was the lady gym teacher look that I had going on.
Ball breaker.
Well, Fat Boy remembers all your styles.
I look like a young mother Fratelli. I really did.
He's the your water stalker, when you not got me. In.
That's, you know what? I mean, there were those times. If we had probably six or more, there was some water going over the top. No lie.
Oh,
yeah. But my daddy would put too much in there. But you had about what? How big is this right here? About 6-7 inches?
Yeah.
That much of a... the little filter area, so you couldn't go above that.
No,
so if six people got in, they were big time people. I mean, sorry, plus size. Larger types. All right. Before he pussies out again, let's get him on and not pussies, pusses. Gets cold feet. Hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Sorry, we had a fun little routine we wanted to do there. All right, so here we go. There's no procrastinating this. We're just going to call her. She's at home. You're at work. Make it sound as though you're just calling her to, you know, make some small talk, whatever. Just something that doesn't sound fishy at the beginning or make her say, Kevin, why are you calling me this early at work? What's wrong? Did you get fired? You know, something like that. Make it very casual and then blow it up. And she's not going to cuss you, is she? Is she a cussing type? If she does, we'll find out together. Let's live on the edge, guys. Kevin's about to call his wife and say, I'm spending X amount of dollars. He doesn't want to say exactly how much, but he's spending a substantial amount of money on an above-ground pool, and she doesn't want it. Mm-hmm. She's going to be asking for something, though. She's going to say, okay, fine. Then I get a Louis bag or... finally, we start practicing anal or something. There's always that ask that women have.
She's going to ask for the ladder.
Yeah. Well, you need a ladder for the pool page. That is a good point you make there. Several people are texting in now. You can buy above-ground pools as cheap as $5,000. As cheap as. Like, but, you know, I guess with the stupid inflation, that's about what anything is now.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes. All right. Let's see. I was ready a while ago.
Well, I dialed it twice and hung up.
Sounds like you don't know what the hell you're doing.
He kept going, man.
He never admits when he's at fault. He never claims those L's, does he?
Oh, fucking
he's always just smooth. All about the W's.
He's smooth.
Usually Waffle House.
We?
Whataburger. Walmart Deli.
Yeah.
Amy?
Hey, what's up?
Baby? Hey, baby. Yeah. It's me.
What's up?
So I wanted to talk to you about something, and I just figured that this was the best time to tell you. Since the weekend is kind of coming up.
This early in the morning? Really? Okay, what is it?
I would have talked to you earlier. I didn't want to wake you up.
What is it? What is it? Just tell me.
So you know I want a pool, and we haven't really talked about it much lately.
This again? You know, I've heard your comments and innuendos about the damn pool, and, you know, I thought you'd be over it by now, but seriously, are you ever going to stop talking about it?
Well, I'm not really going to be talking about it anymore because it's happening.
What are you talking about?
I went ahead and I made the deposit on the pool, and they're going to start working on it next week. So,
Wait. You what?
Yeah. I finally pulled the trigger. You know, I just did it. It's a 24-footer. I got, like, the nice resin frame. I got the ladder with the little platform. It's going to look so good. And I think you're going to love it for the summer. It's going to be an awesome summer.
Are you out of your damn mind? I told you I do not want an above-ground pool in our yard.
I know, but I figured once you see it and you realize how nice it is that you're going to come around to it. So
No, I won't. I've seen them. You know what an above-ground pool says? It says, I gave up on life, but still want a splash. Seriously, I mean, it's a giant tin can full of hose water. And you didn't even
Baby. I figured you're just going to say no. So, you know me. Like, I would rather ask for forgiveness than permission. So, surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise, all right. I can't believe you did this behind my back. And then you have the nerve to act like it's no big deal.
It's not a big deal. I just don't get why you hate pools so much. Like, this is not a negative thing in any kind of way.
You know what? It is a big deal. Living in a neighborhood and being those people, you know, the ones with the rusting pool in the yard, beer cans on the deck, some busted plastic flamingo floating in algae.
What are you talking about?
Is that what you want for us? Not to mention the fact that every damn body is going to want to come over and swim in the damn thing. I mean,
that's not a bad thing either.
That part I actually agree with. Hey, good morning, Amy.
Some dumbass ideas in the past, but I can't see you actually spent money on this.
Hey, Amy.
She's on a roll.
Amy. Amy. Hey, it's the pool guys. What time are we supposed to be there Memorial Day?
I'm holding it right now.
No, I'm just kidding. Amy, this is not a prank. We're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys down here in Greenville, South Carolina. Heard on many radio stations around the upstate.
Yeah, and, you're live.
South. You're live. So don't cuss if you do. I'm not saying you do, but maybe. So this is live. And
wait, I'm on the radio right now?
Yes. So please don't cuss because we'd have to hang up. But Kevin, Kevin emailed us. He didn't know how to like tell you about this. He said y'all had been going back and forth or whatever, and he thought doing it on our show would make this a little easier, I guess.
Oh, did he? So he thought ambushing me on the radio would go better? You know what? I can't even talk right now. I'm so damn mad, Kevin.
Amy, I'm sorry. I'm realizing this is not the best idea. I kind of panicked. I listen to Fat Boy in the morning all the time. And
what?
And
y'all listen to me, Kevin.
Fat Boy.
Then Paige. Damn, I'm not on your side. I agree with her now.
I feel like this is like, this ain't the maddest she's going to get, but we're not going to be around for that, so.
No, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And you put down a deposit on this? Are you kidding me? How much did you pay?
God bless.
The deposit's only like $2,000. And, you know, it's financed, but look, it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it.
Okay.
I know I'm catching hell right now or whatever,
no,
but
you know
I did
what?
It.
No,
and
no, you know what? I'm done with this. I can't even talk right now. I'm so pissed. You know what? That's a lot of money for you to spend on something you wanted, not us, you.
Baby, look.
She's gone, bro.
Yeah, she hung up,
Kevo. Kevin.
She hung up.
First off, I didn't hear two type A people there. I didn't. I feel, I don't want to judge right now, but I feel like she.
There's no swaying her your way.
Not even with this, though. Like, is this a like she set boundaries. I mean, I'm not saying that you should go by a pool without talking about it, blah, blah, blah. But like she had, I don't feel like that sarcastic, fun relationship you were describing is there.
I don't think she's going to like the pool parties. Just saying.
I'm telling you, the first time she floats in the pool, she's going to forget all about this.
I hope so.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.